Good day, EAJ 1023 listeners. When you hear the sound of Ain't No Stopping Us Now, you know it's time for another A-game session. And I am the host of this show, Rev, or Pastor Winston, or just call me brother. Either way, I am so glad to tune in today for another session with me. We started on a topic that goes along very well with the A-game. And the topic that I'm talking about for the next couple of sessions is going to be about discombobulating or destroying or getting rid of some beliefs that we have that are holding us back. Limiting beliefs, I call them, and crushing them is what I want to talk about doing. And so I'm going to jump right in. For the past session, I took the time and I kind of talked about the way that those two basic beliefs actually get into our way. And it's amazing that, yes, you can change your life by changing your mind. It's true. You can change your whole life if you just change your mind, because it's your perspective of things that make them what they are. It's your perspective of things that determine whether or not they're going to be something that are an obstacle, or you're going to look at them as an opportunity. In the past session, and I'm doing these not in any particular order, but this is part of a series. So even when you check us out on Spotify, you'll see that they're set up in, you know, Crushing Limiting Beliefs 1, 2, 3 and on like that. So definitely check us out on the Spotify channel, EAJ listeners, because we've got stuff on there for you too. All right. So as I was saying, in the previous session, I believe we discovered how time and age don't have to limit you at all. Another belief that limits us, though, is that once a failure, always a failure syndrome. So I want to put that belief right out of its misery right now. If you've ever tried and failed at something in the past, it's easy to assume that your past failure means that you'll fail again in the future, and that past outcomes guarantee future outcomes, and that you're kind of always doomed to fail at whatever you attempt because you failed at your first attempt or even your second. You may be tempted to think, I'll always fail at this, so why should this time be any different? I'm just a failure overall. And somewhere in between that being like a 10, definitely you feel like a failure, or where it's a 1 where it just, you know, kind of makes you second guess yourself. Your limiting belief is that your past failure means future failure. You assume that the past governs the future, that if something didn't work in previous attempts, it won't work in the future. And I want to tell you that we need to rewrite that thought. The limiting belief that past failure means future failure needs to be replaced with a couple of thoughts. And the thing is being intentional about when you do think that the past failure means future failure, you need to replace that thought. As soon as you think it, you need to think it. Here's some things you could think and believe instead, which are just as true. Past failures have no bearing on my future. Or past failures help me to avoid future failures. You can even think, I've simply discovered another way that doesn't work, and I'm going to keep on working until I find the one that does, and that each failure brings me really one step closer to success. And that's just a few of the thoughts that you can inject into your thinking pattern whenever that defeating and limiting belief surface. The simple truth is that your past failures do not have any bearing on your current endeavors. Just because you failed in the past doesn't mean that you will fail in the future. In fact, failure in the past is actually an advantage. That's right. It works together for your good and mine. I've not overcome all of these, but I've experienced them all, and I'm in some part of the process of getting them out of my thinking. And that's why I want to do the same with you. One of the things that makes the past failure actually an advantage is that you discovered one way that doesn't work, which means you can avoid that way moving forward. Thomas Edison struggled for years to figure out how to invent a functioning light bulb. When asked how he kept going in spite of so much failure, he says, "I have not failed. I've just found 10,000 ways that won't work." It's important to adopt a similar belief for yourself. You haven't failed in the past. You've simply discovered one particular way that doesn't work. This has gotten you one step closer to your success. So consider the wise words of Winston Churchill, my namesake. Success consists of going from failure to failure without loss of enthusiasm. Let me say that again. Success consists of going from failure to failure without loss of enthusiasm. And that was a quote from Winston Churchill. So if you want to succeed, it's critical to understand that failure in the past doesn't have any bearing on your future at all. Every failure brings you one step closer to the success you desire. Here's some action steps you can actually take. Write down the ways you think you have failed in the past. Determine how each failure has actually brought you closer to success. Resolve that you will not repeat the past failure and you won't let it keep you from pursuing what really matters to you. You can write on a card an affirmation. I'm going to repeat this twice so that you can make sure you get it. It's an affirmation. Affirmations are something that you place in your thought process to overcome a limiting belief. An affirmation. You affirm these things to yourself. And here's this suggested affirmation. I avoid thinking that my past failures could ever cause me to fail now or in the future. I affirm that each past failure has actually brought me one step closer to success. I am closer to success now than I've ever been in the past. I refuse to let my past failures keep me from pursuing what really matters to me. I'm committed to my success regardless of the past. As I said, that's an affirmation that can, you know, help you to overcome the limiting belief by injecting this in. I'm going to repeat it one more time since I know you're listening live on the radio. Now, go ahead, get that pen, get that paper. I told you, bring them in the first place. You never know what kind of jewel I might drop on you here. So get that pencil and paper. And I'm going to repeat that affirmation into your hearing and that you may also repeat it into your own hearing until it stops being something that you have to think about doing and becomes a part of who you are. So this affirmation is the affirmation that we want to use against the thought that says failure in the past means failure in the present or future. When that comes to mind, use this affirmation or something like it that says, I avoid thinking that my past failures could ever cause me to fail now or in the future. I affirm that each past failure has actually brought me one step closer to success. I am closer to success now than I ever have been in the past. I refuse to let my past failures keep me from pursuing what really matters to me. I'm committed to my success regardless of the past, and I will use the past to my advantage. And you repeat that into your hearing, and soon next thing you know, you won't even be looking at past failures. Every failure that you have had, you look back and see the seed in it that was part of your future success now. So that's what all I want to say about that limiting belief. So the next topic that I want to talk about is I want you to discover how you can learn from your past and look toward a bright future. Almost said amen. That's okay. I'm a pastor. I can say amen. You don't have to say it back, but amen to that. I want to look at another limiting belief. Yeah, I'm not doing these in any chronological order or order of importance. I think this is the fourth one. Now, limiting belief. I'll call limiting beliefs number four is that my past will always negatively, like I said, my past will always negatively affect my future or influence my future. Now, this is different than the belief that past failure means future failure. What you're saying is that this time you're sure that because of what happened, it's definitely going to stop you. We discovered how your failures, the last thing I talked about, don't keep you from succeeding now. In fact, failures bring you closer to success. And this session or this topic that we're going to talk about now is tied closely to the same concept that what happened in your past doesn't predict your future. If you think that your past does predict your future, this limiting belief is particularly pernicious. It's the assumption that past events will influence future events in a negative way, that your past actions hold too much sway over your future actions. Now, like me, and almost anybody you talk to, I'm sure made mistakes in the past, and maybe you're convinced that they're going to keep you from achieving the success you desire. Maybe you've tried things in the past that simply haven't worked. Maybe you don't have a good track record in that particular area. But the limiting belief is that your past holds sway over your future. You believe that your past actions restrict your future options, or that your past efforts will hamper your future efforts. And so you don't feel like you can try something new. You feel like your past is holding you back, keeping you from your true potential, standing in the way of your success. Well, I'm here to tell you that it's only true if you believe it's true. If you believe it's true, then you're going to act like if it's true, and you're going to take actions that actually make it true. We need to rewrite that limiting belief into a set of empowering beliefs. And here are some suggestions that you can use when that crazy thought comes creeping into your mind. Again, you can say to yourself, my past will always keep me from creating a bright future. That's what you do not want to think. You want to discombobulate that with some suggested thoughts like these, all right, which I call the empowering beliefs, the things that empower you instead of suck you dry or take away your forward momentum, all right? You can say my past can't determine what I achieve in the future, or that my past is one of my greatest assets. Lessons from the past has made me wiser. I can avoid mistakes in the future by looking at the past, and I can learn from my past and adapt and change. See, in order to rewrite that limiting belief, it's crucial to understand that your past actions have no bearings on your future. This is not to say that the past doesn't matter, but your past cannot determine what you do or don't achieve in the future. Failure in the past doesn't automatically mean failure in the future. Struggle in the past doesn't automatically mean struggle in the future. In fact, your past is one of the greatest assets, as I said before. As you learn lessons from the past, and that's what you really have to make sure that you do, is if you don't learn from it, then yeah, it can hurt you, because that means that the lesson that you were supposed to learn from that failure isn't learned, and it's going to keep on happening until life teaches it to you. Just seems like that's the way life does us. But no, taking the time to look at how God put our minds to work, in that there's been every achievement around us, very few happened for a person the first time that they tried, the first time they tried to run a mile in under a certain amount of time, they failed. They failed at trying to take the exam that would give them a promotion on the job. They failed to pass that at one time or another. We all should have failed, at least most of us, until we found our natural equilibrium to ride a bike the first time that we put our foot to the pedals, right? Just about everything we start or try or attempt to doesn't always, as a matter of fact, for the most part, we kind of fail at those at the first try. But as long as we continue to try again, And again, we will come to the place where we actually accomplish the goal. We'll find many ways that don't work, and probably find some ways that just with a little tweaking could also work too. And just because it didn't work that way for you doesn't mean that that methodology will not work to help somebody else. Just keeping track of it, okay? So it is true. Yeah, it's true that the past has a place in helping you succeed in the future or in the present. In fact, your past is one of your greatest assets. As you learn lessons from the past, it makes you much wiser, or it should. if you learn from them. Remember, that's the key. You have more knowledge, more skills, more experience. You can avoid the mistakes of the past and succeed that much faster in the future. And another beautiful thing is that you can help somebody else to do it too once you've done it. So here are some action steps that I want to suggest that you can take, right? Identify any areas of your past that you feel will negatively influence your future. Write them down. Write them down. They hold a lot of power in your mind, but transfer them onto a piece of paper here in this realm, and they become something that you can actually do something about. It happens that way. That's the way we're psychologically built to do that. Once we transfer it out of our mind where it's confusing and we can't get a grip on it, something about transferring that thought on paper and pen here gives us another opportunity to see it differently than if we just left it as a thought in our mind. Also, ask yourself a question as your mind is starting to give you answers to that you didn't ask for. Ask yourself, how will these elements of my past actually help me as I move forward into the future? Believe it or not, once you ask, see, it's asking yourself the right question. If you ask yourself, well, oh, why did I fail? Then all you're going to do is get a list of why you failed and no answers to how to succeed. But if you say to yourself, you know, how will this that happened help me as I move forward into the future? What lessons did I learn? And then your mind is actually going to give you those answers instead of the negative ones by asking yourself in a negative, negative tone. Write down every advantage that your past gives you. They are going to come to your mind. All you have to do is ask your mind for them, and you'll start coming up with some ideas. Write them down. They are the keys to your future success. Of course, I'm going to leave you with an affirmation for this specific limiting belief. I say that you should make an affirmation that goes something like this. I'll share mine with you. I affirm that my past fails to determine my future. In fact, it gives me great advantages. I alone determine my future. I adapt, I change, and evolve in positive ways because of my past. I am becoming a wiser person because of the past, and I know that the future holds many good things for me. I can achieve great things because I am wiser and more skilled than in the past. My past has taught me valuable lessons. I am grateful to these lessons, and I'm ready to move on toward the bright future that awaits me as I learn from them. Right? And there I go. I always get ready to say amen, like if that's like the icing on the cake. and it is. As we look forward to the next the next thought that I find that holds people back, you'll be happy to learn that you have everything you need to achieve your biggest dreams and goals. So that's what we're going to talk about. Matter of fact, I'm going to talk about it for a few minutes now, because it's one of the limiting beliefs that I think I encounter almost the most, right? The fifth thing that I want to talk about is the thought or the belief that your resources are limited, or saying to yourself, my resources are limited. So remember, in the last session, we conquered or gave you the tools to conquer the limiting belief that your past controlled your future. Now, this session steps even further out of your past and looks at your current circumstances and question, do you feel like your resources are limited? If so, this mentally assumes that there are only a limited number of resources and options in the world. It operates out of what is called a scarcity mentality, which is the belief that there are only so many resources in the world and that most of these resources have been taken by others. This leads you to assume that there just aren't enough resources for you to do what you want to do. And you think to yourself, I don't have enough time, money, connections, whatever, to achieve what I want to believe. And because you assume that you don't have enough resources and options, you fail to take an action based on that thought. Instead of moving forward, you spin your wheels. You think that in order to take action, you need to have more options at your disposal, such as more time, more money, or more help from others. And you have to rewrite that limiting belief. We have to change it into a set of empowering beliefs immediately. So whenever the thought comes across your mind, that nasty little thought that says, I don't have enough resources, here are some things I suggest that you tell that thought, okay? Say, the universe is full of abundant resources. There is more than enough to go around. I can get whatever I need to accomplish my wildest dreams and my greatest goals because there's an abundance of availability. The universe has my back. I create more of what I focus on. In other words, I think I can. I think I can. I can. I will. See, here's the truth, right? And it's a great truth that in reality, we live in an abundant universe that has more than enough for everyone. There's no limit to the resources available if you simply start looking for them and opening yourself to receive them. They just don't always come, you know, neatly wrapped in a nice gift. Sometimes it's kind of rough or rugged presentation of it, but it is available. The resources are available. The resources of time are available. The resources of money are available. And the resources of help, they're available. It's just that you have to seek, ask, and knock, and you will find. This mindset that I'm talking about versus the scarcity mindset, this is called an abundance mindset. And instead of believing that there are very few resources available, you believe that there is more than enough to go around. You can get whatever you need to accomplish your dreams. And instead of dreaming small and limited dreams, start dreaming big because you know that all that you need is available. Dream big, go big. Your new belief is that the universe has everything you need in order to achieve your biggest dreams and your greatest goals. You simply need to be open to all that it has to offer you. Focus on the abundance that you want to receive. After all, we create more of what we focus on. And if you want to achieve more from the universe, focus on what you want to receive and believe that you'll get it. That is called faith. Faith is the action you take based on what you believe. That's Winston 101. You can have that one for free. Faith is the action that I take based on what I believe. You must believe that the universe has your back, that it's working for you instead of against you, that it's there to make you better instead of making you bitter. Here's some action steps, suggested ones, that you can take to help you in discombobulating the belief that you don't have enough resources. Daily repeat the affirmation, the universe has my back and gives me everything I need to achieve my goals and dreams. Make a list of all the specific things you need to receive in order to achieve your biggest goals and dreams and match them to their resources that is available. Yeah, take it out of your mind and put it out there. And whatever you say you don't have enough of, start writing a list of the different resources available for you to get that. Get creative about it, right? If it's already been thought of, that means it's nothing new under the sun. And if anybody else accomplished what you're looking to accomplish, then you can accomplish them too. And instead of focusing on what you don't have, fix all your attention on what you do have and say and ask yourself, are you maximizing what you do have? Because sometimes what you have is enough, but we're just looking over at the grass green on the other side. And also we're not being content or thinking creatively, you know, and these are things that you can actually do something about. And I know it might sound like I'm making some simple thing. Well, I tried that positive thinking thing before. I'm not talking about positive thinking for something that's not true. I'm talking about positive thinking for things that are true, that because you disbelieve them don't happen, not because they won't happen, right? Focus on what you want, not on what you don't want. Here's an affirmation that a suggested affirmation that can help, that kind of helps me when I start thinking about that. There's lack in the universe for resources for me to accomplish what I want to accomplish. The devil is a liar. Listen, the universe is abundant and has my back in every way. And I believe that there's more than enough for me and the resources are plentiful. More than enough for me and anybody else who comes along and wants to achieve those same things. I'm not going to hog it all up to myself because it's too much for me to handle anyway. It's more than I need. everything I need to achieve my goals comes my way when I need them, and I gratefully and wholeheartedly open myself up to receive them. I dream big, abundant dreams, knowing that big, abundant things are coming my way, and with eager expectation, I look forward to the future, knowing that it is good and exciting. Woo, that's right. Run that through your mind a couple of times and brainwash yourself into rethinking. And that's what it's about. It's if you keep on to see, if you always do what you always did, you'll always get what you always got. I like that little saying. It helps me to keep moving. If you always do what you always did, you'll always get what you always got. Because if nothing changes, nothing changes. If you want something new, you got to do something new. All of these little sayings are just little truth, you know, nuggets to put on your mind when those limiting beliefs start to come along. And since resources aren't an issue, you may wonder if you're now expected to make big strides toward your goals. And luckily, success doesn't depend on big wins. And I'll tell you more about that. You'll discover in the next session how small successes actually add up to the biggest progresses. And with that in mind, I just want to invite you all to tune in to the different showcases that my friend Eddie OJ, president of the EAJ 1023 radio station, and the man of the hour, too sweet to be sour. Yeah, he opened up, and Eddie, if you're hearing this, you know I gotta big you up and thank you for making this platform available to myself and the other artists. You just gave us an opportunity for us to have a place to lay it down, you know, and really, really appreciate that opportunity. And you did it without, you know, without money in mind, without what we're gonna owe you in mind, and because you so freely gave, I believe that the universe is opening up doors for you bigger and better than you ever could have imagined. As our slogan says, it gets better, but you never expected to get this good. And to all my faithful EAJ listeners and those of you who are coming along on also the Spotify, you know, the site that kind of hit me up on Spotify and download these thinkings and thoughts and words. I hope that what I'm doing with the A game here is to help you to, number one, prioritize, number two, set the goal, number three, have the right attitude. Remember, it's your attitude, not your aptitude, that will determine your altitude. And then to work on, and like these crushing limiting belief sessions is more on dealing with having the right mentality needed in order for you to accomplish goals in any area of your life that you're looking to do. And remember that the E is for those excuses that we want to get them out of our way, because they're not true. They're just excuses. They'll only stop us if we determine that they will. And that's the power of the mind that we have. So, you know, in the next session that I come along, we'll talk about another couple of limited beliefs that I have in mind, like, you know, that lack of major progress means failure, or comparing yourself to others, and tackle a couple of those things. But in the meantime, simmer on those things, you know, listen in again on the thoughts. Some things you might want to, you know, written down or recorded, go back to them. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart. You know what I want you to do? I want you to be blessed. To be blessed, because you actually are blessed. You are blessed and you are highly favored. God's got in store for you more than you could have ever dreamed or hoped. And he's not a knower of persons. If he did it for me, he'll definitely do it for you. And so as I get ready to wrap up this session and look forward to you having what you need to succeed, as we proceed to give you what you need, hey, listen. Ain't no stopping us now. It gets better. Thank you for tuning in. Look forward to you getting in on the next few sessions that we have, crushing those limiting beliefs, discombobulating those thoughts and ideas that come against you. Yeah, that's what we be about right here. So here it is. Be blessed. Oh, wait, you're already blessed. So be blessed on purpose. Do it intentionally. And have fun while you're at it. This has been the A-Game, and look forward to the next time we get together, and keep it moving.